Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Well, we're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. Magical engineer Frank and I are ready to go. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. We are going to be talking, first segment, you know, after the quack report, we're going to be talking about the electronic shadow. And also we're going to be talking about, I guess, let's see, maybe some germs and some antioxidants and some good stuff today, all to empower you, of course. And don't forget, coming up on the 17th, Dr. Rebecca Carley is going to join us. Of course, if you're new to Dr. Carley, she's our reversing vaccine-induced diseases expert. Of course, you can click on her banner link that's on the links page at our website, thepowerherbs.com, and get on over there and read up on what Dr. C is all about. She'll be here with us on the 17th, always the third Tuesday of the month. And we have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. We're lifting them all up in prayer. I'm lifting all Americans up in prayer. And I'm praying that Americans start seeking the Lord's face, hitting the knees, and asking for righteous men of valor with understanding and knowledge, very important, to take back this country, to restore it to balance. Yes, yes, and to all across this land, because we need some supernatural help, and we're not going to get it if we don't ask, and that's our job, according to Isaiah 59. It says you should ask the Lord for justice and plead for truth. That's right. That's right. And we're not going to get anything if we don't ask for it. Be the squeaky wheel, but, you know, be respectful. All humility, of course. And mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. What do we got in the quacker tonight? Let's see, we're going to go to Louisville, Kentucky. Officials there at the Metro Air Pollution Control District say that they've identified this foul source of smell, this bad odor residents have been complaining about for about a week. So they did some testing, and it's odors coming from a natural occurring chemical in the soil called geosmin, and that is being blamed for the musty, mildewy smell that residents don't want to smell. The chemical has a low odor threshold, but it's been exacerbated by the wet, muddy conditions with all the rainfall and snow. So they say the smell isn't toxic, and it isn't coming from any industrial site, so it'll just have to peter off on its own. Well, let's see what else we have in the Quack Report. Oh, this is about the net neutrality thing. Let's see, Representative Greg Walden, a Republican from Oregon, chairman also of the House Communications and Technology Subcommittee, is denouncing the FCC's take of net neutrality over the Internet. He calls it ill-advised, illogical, and illegal. Apparently, the commission's recent steps for action, he says, go beyond their authority. Hey, way to go. So the FCC really is a child of Congress. You got to go to Papa and ask permission, apparently. Now, on Thursday, the FCC passed 317 pages of regulations for the net with a 3-2 party line vote. So with the commission's three Democrats voting for it and two Republican commissioners voting against the rules to reclassify your Internet as a failed monopoly, apparently. So FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler is expected to testify before the State of Congressional Committees later in the month. He's expected to be there with all the FCC commissioners on March 19th. I guess, you know, you can't bow out of that one. So the role of Congress is, you know, taking the Title II path, which is the legal way to do it, which refers to the FCC's decision to reclassify the Internet as a utility, enforcing net neutrality, and going through these stages, checks and balances, then it could be made law into the Federal Register. All right, but you know, they could go the other route and have Congress review it, and then of course choose to vote on the rules. Of course, you know, then that action very unlikely, because it would require a presidential approval. Last but not least, in the Quack Report. Remember that Ebola outbreak? Oh, it's just a distant memory now, right? But we had one last year. Well, the Ebola nurse, Nita Pham, remember her from Texas? Well, she says she's been damaged by the medication she was given during her treatment at the hospital for Ebola. You know that old saying, I believed in the law until the law happened to me? Well, I think Nurse Pham is, I believed in medicine until medicine happened to me. Yep. So she was first case of the individual contracting supposedly Ebola on U.S. soil. And so she's suing the parent corporation, her former employer, for violating not only her personal privacy, but also leaving her chronically ill and in the lurch. Yeah. So, she filed the lawsuit March 2nd in Dallas County, Texas. She's suing Health Resources, which is the overseer of Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital, where she contracted the Ebola while she was treating, of course, that patient, Thomas Eric Duncan. So the 26-year-old nurse says she suffers now from constant nightmares, body aches, insomnia, and fatigue. And she says it was due to the experimental medications that they forced upon her when she was in isolation. Now, I want you to take note of that. They were forced upon her. So she had no say. So she also says the hospital was negligent in properly training her and other nurses to safely care for Ebola patients. She explained her goal is to make the hospitals and big corporations realize that nurses and other healthcare employees, especially frontline people, are very important and we should be protected and looked after. Well, she says she wasn't given adequate safety wear. Get this, though. The custodians at the hospital wouldn't touch any of the cleanup stuff for the Ebola treatment patients, and so the nurses and other hospital staff were forced to do it. Nobody wanted to get sick. So, yeah. Now, Farm says that after she tested positive, she asked that no information about her be released to the media. Of course, the hospital just ignored that. Also, she said that when she was the primary care nurse for that Duncan patient who was later said to have tested positive for Ebola, she was the last to know. You would think the primary care nurse would have been the first to know. Take note of this, folks. Take note. She needed some gentian root, right? Because they already knew, medicine already knew, the gentian root has a natural Ebola inhibitor in it. And now you do, too. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. All right. Gonna move along to... We got a little clip we're going to pay for you in just a few minutes here. We're going to talk about the electronic shadow. Now, 20 years ago, I can't believe it's 20 years, but 20 years ago, we were all given a glimpse into our current problem called, what I call basically, data dilemma. Now, in 1995, actress Sandra Bullock starred as a computer analyst in the movie called The Net. And a majority of us really didn't pay much attention to the message that this movie was sending, which was, through technology, identity theft is not the worst that could happen to you. So the 20-year-old technology that was used in the movie kind of looks like, you know, the Model T car compared to the ultra-thin touch screen and voice-activated gadgets we have today. But if you have the opportunity to revisit the movie, you'll notice some choice words that Sandra Bullock unveils. She refers to the huge data risk technology exposes us all to what she calls the electronic shadow. So this casts a different light onto the techno-filled, our techno-filled lives of today. So the shadow actually is described as gloom, a ghost, darkness, and or a secret. So the path technology is on will replace many mainstays in our lives, such as tangible currency and paper documents. So with all the speed and convenience technology offers, it can't guarantee zero free risk. So data will become like gold. Data will be so valuable because with technology, the data can control human lives. So let's go ahead and play that clip.
I've been appointed to help you, but everything you're saying is just so far-fetched. They've changed your name, your friend's medical records, crash planes because...
Just think about it. Just think about it. Our whole world is sitting there on a computer. It's in the computer. Everything. Your DMV records, your Social Security, your credit cards, your medical history, it's all right there. Everyone is stored, and there's like this little electronic shadow on each and every one of us just begging for somebody to screw with. And you know what? They've done it to me, and you know what? They're going to do it to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Thank you, Frank, for playing it. Oh, and thanks for my friend Drew for getting me that clip today. Appreciate it. Ah, man, I tell you, it's scary, huh? That was a 20-year-old movie. Oh, I need some help. You know, how many of you out there, you know, struggle to keep up with the technology? You kind of feel like you're being left in the data intelligent dust, you know? How many of you are resisting upgrading your flip phones to the smartphone? Or maybe you're going back to the flip phone for security reasons. I hear that's what the celebrities are doing because of data breaches. So if you're like me, you know, my flip phone, you know, it died. It finally died. And I went to the smartphone, and I needed the help from my adult children to decipher the phone's picture hieroglyphics. Yeah. I know. Oh, what is it with the hieroglyphics, these icons? You know, what's wrong with using written words? Okay, so hieroglyphics are becoming the universal language. But I think it's just interestingly weird that our modern era is using an ancient way to communicate. All right, there is an Achilles heel. And the Achilles heel to every civilization is threefold, usually financial, health, and defense. So the world is going through a difficult time with the financial markets. Wall Street took a hit in 2001, and it changed the way Americans view and use banks. There's a common thread in history. When a nation displeases the Creator, it will take a financial hit. Israel defied God and was financially spanked. When repentance eluded Israel, they boasted they would rebuild and be better and stronger, and they also replaced the sycamore trees with the fir cedar trees as a symbol of their defiance. And what did the United States do in 2001? Well, they did the same thing, and they replaced the sycamore tree at Ground Zero with the fir tree and a plaque boasting plans to rebuild and become bigger and stronger. So the problem is the United States is not bouncing back. Roads and bridges nationwide have been neglected, and there are more on unemployment. And guess what? A foreigner, I truly believe this, rules over the United States. So if the U.S. military has been radically changed and the health care of a nation has also been altered, well, this sets the stage for the electronic shadow. Well, there's a precursor, too. The first week of March this year, 2015, we hear of the second largest health insurer, Anthem Inc., in the United States, had its security breached and sensitive information was exposed and stolen. So this means anyone with Blue Cross Blue Shield, Amerigroup, CareMore, Unicare, HealthLink, and DCare should be concerned. The information they think was stolen was names, birth dates, social security numbers, physical addresses, email addresses, and employment information, including income data. So at this juncture, they report that the medical records area was unaffected. However, medical ID numbers were stolen, and they're still investigating. So to give you an idea of the size of this security breach, they report 80 million current and former customer records have been accessed, making it one of the largest hack jobs to date. So this is just a precursor to your electronic shadow about to take this planet by storm, because little by little, our entire lives have been stored on computer infrastructures, displaying our lives like, you know, neon billboards to hackers and unethical governments. So in many industries, health exams are required for employment. So currently, hey, this can be easily sabotaged due to the Affordable Care Act and the medical records stored on computers and hackers gaining access to them. So if hackers manipulate medical records, the treatment of patients will be at risk. Now, the FBI has been investigating sophisticated hacking done at JP Morgan Chase, and bank hackers insert fake transactions through the banking SWIFT network, which distributes money to banks and credit cards. They also take control of the ATMs, and then money mules collect the money. So bank hackers are able to gain access to the bank system through email. And this is a global problem. And banks won't reveal all the problems or risk. You know, they don't want to risk the confidence of their customers and investors. But according to software engineer David Erbach, he says thieves have an array of sophisticated malware, botnets, and other creative mechanisms to avoid the bank's security systems. He feels that the banks are behind in the data dilemma game. So when banks go to strictly electronic currency, everyone's finances will be at more risk of the electronic shadow. But there are some risk reductions. People cannot fully rely on the banks or the medical databases to secure their lives. So the problems that the Affordable Care Act have shown were people thought they had coverage and were turned away at medical facilities. It revealed a problem with the system. Now, one hack is all it would take to wipe out or alter your medical or financial history. So QR code numbers on the backs of your credit cards kind of are child's play compared to what will emerge in the banking to help make things more secure. So the new credit cards issued have these tracking devices in them to curb fraud, and the quantum physics mechanic number theory offers us a nearly unlimited string of prime numbers, difficult but not impossible to break. So these number strings are used in banking to secure internet transactions and other security features. So a quad chip has been designed by engineers at MIT to perform algorithms to break the long strings of prime numbers used in the electronic marketplace to secure transactions. Now, the quad chip can break these security codes in a matter of minutes, but it's not for commercial use. However, how can this area become more secure? Well, it has been theorized that if a composite number, say 6, is added to the prime number strings of security code, that it will be more difficult to break and will offer an unlimited supply of security prime number strings. Just to be certain, it is not just one composite digit they want to add to improve security. It will be 3 composite digits added to the beginning of the number string, and the composite number selected is 6. Did you catch that? If you were listening carefully, you did. Everybody's going to have 3 6s. Get it? All right, let's talk about the tangible means. Because, you know, tangible assets in your possession is more secure than one in the technology matrix. So I would make sure to have on hand some adequate tangible assets with regard to your financial and healthcare means. So I personally put my trust in the powerful prevention care of God's herbs. I have known for some time that reducing the toxins in the body and putting more nutrition in the body reduces the likelihood of disease. I also know that quality nutrition means less hunger to starving cells, a stronger immune system, and regenerating organs. So you may want to check out the organic plant vitamin powder mix that they have at Apothecary Herbs. You just add it to juice or water if you think you're not getting the nutrition you need. Now, if you'd like to learn more about how you can remove pharmaceutical residues and heavy metals, radioactive particles, and more, well, then you want to call the organ cleansing experts, and that would be Apothecary Herbs. And if you would like to know how which herbs to use to for prevention, or even which herbs to use to shorten an illness, then, hey, call the immune-boosting experts. That would be Apothecary Herbs. Now, you can visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. They have a full line of immune-boosting and organ-cleansing herbs. And if you're not sure which herbs or products to use, you know, just send them an email or give them a call. They have a toll-free number at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. And that's where your tangible healthcare options just became endless, is right there. And don't forget, you know, request a free product catalog so you'll help reduce your electronic shadow risk out there. Yeah, Apothecary Herbs. The difference is you can feel it. That's the difference. That's what makes the difference with the Apothecary Herbs products. The difference you can feel. All right, if you're on the website, don't forget to check out the online newsletters and sign up for those. They go out each and every week, and they're free, but they have empowering information for you. So I definitely want you to check that out and sign up. Of course, you can opt in or opt out anytime. And the publications are free, and there you go. Now, for those of you that are trying to get familiar with herbs and you want to get your feet wet, you're just not sure, the Power Herbs book is a good place to start, and that's a 400-page book, and it's of course it's on the powerherbs.com website. And just click on Books and Newsletters, and it is a PDF book that we email to you, and it's just $14.99, and it's got a bunch of herb secrets in it, and it talks about 13 herbs every medicine cabinet should have. So even if you're kind of still taking over-the-counter stuff or a prescription or two, these are herbs that generally don't interact badly with those types of products. So you can get familiar with herbs, you know, get confident, and then move forward and become what I call an, you know, herbal connoisseur. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I was talking to someone today who was asking about, you know, what makes our products different and why we're not in stores. Well, I mean, you can pick up just about any kind of $8 or $9 or $10 bottle of herbal extract in any kind of health food store, but chances are they're not made the way that we make ours. Our herbal tinctures are different. We naturally age them, and that preserves a lot of the photo power of the plant. And we cold press. We have no heat or friction in the process, which, again, preserves the photoalkaloid power of the plant. And so you get a more powerful formula in the end. Takes a little longer, but it's worth it. It's sort of like, you know, making wine. Press grapes today, you got grape juice. Let it age, you got wine. So we're kind of like the Cabernet Sauvignon of herbal tinctures out there. So we may be a little bit more expensive, but as I said, the difference you can feel. Absolutely. More nutrition, you know, less hunger. That's what it is to the body. All right, we got a few minutes before we have to go to a break, but I wanted to jump in and start our next segment. We're going to talk about antioxidants. A lot of people ask me about these. Antioxidants in themselves, you know, they help the body defend against viruses and bacteria, helps our own immune system out. And scientific community is always looking at some of the ancient ways of dealing with health issues. So when they look at some of the ancient texts, it reveals a lot of how, you know, not only they lived, but how they got healthy. So our ancient ancestors may not have known that, you know, free radicals were, you know, part of the game here and helps deal with the illness, and it comes from our plants, and it made them feel better and stronger against disease, but they didn't care what name you slapped on it. They just knew they had to do it. So they had really no idea that plants and some of the herbs they were using and eating had a lot of rich antioxidants in them. So the term antioxidant is just what it means, against oxidization. So foods with chemical antioxidants inhibit the destruction to living tissue that oxidization can cause. So what chemicals give antioxidants their power? Well, usually it's enzymes, it's vitamins and minerals that are in the plants. So that's what you want to look for. And when you don't heat an herb, you preserve that. But once you use a forced extraction method to skip the aging process to get a, you know, plant quickly to market or a product quickly to market, you sacrifice potency, you sacrifice quality, you sacrifice antioxidant enzymes, you sacrifice nutrition. And see, I know this, and it's sort of like if you had grandma's apple pie and you had a frozen apple pie, which apple pie do you want? Of course, grandma's is made with TLC. It's fresh, it's organic, the best ingredients, and that's what we're about at Apothecary Herbs. We want to secure that for you. We're going to take a break. More on the other side. We'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture NT to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Talk Live. Getting back into the 70s. Well, well, we were in 1995 with the net, so I guess we could go back a little further with the bumper. All right, we're going to talk about these antioxidants. You know, there was this theory in the 50s that Dr. Denham Harmon was the first actually to seriously link accumulative free radical damage to disease and premature aging. So a nutrient problem that America has faced is basically the government's recommended daily allowance program. One of the problems is that the system divides people into basically two nutrient categories, those below 50 years of age and those above 50. Now, do you think someone who is 90 would require the same nutrition as a 50-year-old? Well, Dr. Art Uhlein has stated that there are scientific studies that link free radicals to a decline in the immune system function. So the elderly may not be eating well, and their immune system is not getting old. It just isn't getting the nutrients it needs to function properly. So there is no doubt that antioxidant nutrition can enhance the human immune system function and supercharge it. So if you have any elderly people out there you're taking care of, make sure they get a lot of rich antioxidant foods. Well, let's talk about the chemical fight. There are several ways to wage war, and our bodies encounter foreign matter every day. Now, the job of the immune system is to neutralize any foreign invaders that, you know, may be threatening to our well-being and dispose of them. So when our bodies do not get the nutrition it needs through vitamins and enzymes, it may be unable to stop a chain reaction of what is called free radicals. This is a transfer of electrons or hydrogen to an oxidizing agent. And all this can occur in our cells, and it can change or damage or even kill a cell. So the antioxidant nutrition in foods and herbs, for instance, will terminate the replication of these free radicals, which science declares is the cause and consequence of a lot of disease and premature aging. All right, let's look at the petro guys, because antioxidants are really powerful as a natural preservative. Even gasoline manufacturers will add antioxidants to their gasoline to prevent the formation of gums that tend to clog engines. Likewise, we don't want to gum up our bodies and make us targets to things like heart disease and neurological problems, autoimmune system malfunction, cancer, cataracts, macular degeneration, and so forth. Well, let's look at the major hitters, because in the 1990s, researchers discovered that the most potent antioxidants as a human preservative were vitamins A, C, and E. Biochemistry was revolutionized by the discovery and influence of these vitamins and what it had, the influence it had on living organisms. So the industrial world will use antioxidants to preserve their products, their gas, their tires, and also unsaturated fats. And that's great, but you want to use antioxidants to help preserve you and to rebuild and boost your immune system, and you want to stay healthy, and that's understandable. So how many antioxidants do you think you need? Well, your system, it depends on your system. It depends on your lifestyle. Antioxidants are classified really into two categories, the water-soluble antioxidants that you find in your blood and the lipid-soluble antioxidants designed to protect your cell membranes. So your body can make antioxidants, but it needs the right nutrition to do it. Foods and herbs with selenium and natural zinc will also help the body build your antioxidant reserves. And you probably say, well, how does it do that? Well, these minerals will help the body to utilize your antioxidant enzymes. So let's talk about the selenium and zinc foods then. You can tap into these foods that assist your body to make antioxidants with foods containing selenium and zinc, such as cashews, kidney beans. Hey, it's cold outside. Have some chili. How about salmon, haddock, wheat germ, miso, beef, turkey, pumpkin seeds, pecans, pinto beans, walnuts, eggs, peanuts, oatmeal, almonds, and anchovies. So those are really great, the selenium and zinc foods. Now, food in general, which tends to contain more antioxidants, are going to be your fruits and vegetables, your whole grains, some nuts and seeds, lentils, and even chocolate. So I love chocolate, but, you know, get the dark chocolate. A friend of mine said, you get the milk chocolate, you'll get fat. So green tea and vegetables with dark that are dark green, vegetables that are yellow and have the orange pigments will also have a lot more antioxidant nutrition in them. All right, so let's look at the ancient herbs for a sec. Way before microscopes and labs were created to discover antioxidants and enzymes and things, our ancient healers like Pitney and Elder, they wrote about the healing power of plants. Now, today, we know that these plants tend to be supercharged because of their antioxidants, and so we can tap into them, just like the people of ancient Rome. So herbs like your milk thistle, your ginkgo, ginseng, red raspberry, your cayenne peppers, echinacea root, astragalus root, garlic, onion, ginger, horseradish, and many others will have a lot of antioxidant action in them. Now, it's interesting that modern science has kind of focused on milk thistle and ginkgo herbs regarding antioxidants. Ginkgo is said to be the world's oldest tree species, and science has studied that these herbs, you know, they're trying for years, trying to unlock God's secret. Well, it's important for your immune system. Oxidized fat, definitely deadly to the organs and to the body, especially the liver. And researchers like Dr. William Lee have studied, if you use milk thistle herb, it is a proactive way to help prevent a lot of fat and poisonous substance from hurting your liver. So scientific studies have shown milk thistle to be effective in detoxifying your liver tissue. So far, the essential chemical nutrient that they identified as doing this in milk thistle is an antioxidant they call silymarin. So milk thistle is originally indigenous to the Mediterranean region, but now it's cultivated all over the world. And early Europeans would use the seeds of milk thistle as part of a coffee substitute. Ran out of coffee beans? Get the milk thistle seeds. All right, so if you think you have a suppressed immune system, there's some things you could do to help boost it. If you've been on a lot of prescription drugs, especially for heart conditions, infections, things like arthritis drugs, blood pressure drugs, anything for chronic diseases, basically, then you also have a suppressed immune system to go with it. Your antioxidant foods and herbs will help revitalize that immune system function. So it is estimated that between 75 to 85% of Americans don't eat enough fruits and vegetables for antioxidants. So a good example of what free radicals can do to your cells is if you take an apple and you cut it, you expose the meat, the fleshy meat of the apple to air, oxygen, it'll turn brown. Organic apple will within just a short time. That's basically what happens to cells when they have free radical damage. They don't get enough antioxidants to protect them. So what most folks don't think about is that although free radicals are a byproduct of lifestyle, they're also a product of exposure to chemicals, dust, mold, excessive sunlight, water and air pollution. That's not good for us, you know, bad water. So your diet, you know, water with a lot of fluoride and chlorine in it. So your diet and your immune support herbs are really going to play an important role in protecting you from free radicals and killer viruses even and bacteria. So you definitely want to learn how to use some of these herbs. So who knew that foods and herbs actually would provide such powerful anti-germotic, antiviral protection? Well, God did. He says herbs are here for the service of man and their meat. You can check that out in Psalms 104 and Genesis chapter 1. So your antioxidant foods and these herbs will also benefit your allergy season as that starts up here soon. So if you're interested in learning what herbs you can use to help you with your allergy season, definitely give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call and ask about some antioxidant-rich herbs like milk thistle, their heart formula, herbal eye wash for that sticky allergy eye. They have some ginseng formulas with lots of antioxidants. Brain concentrate if you tend to have a foggy head with sinus pressure. There's a great sinus formula as well if you get a lot of sinusitis from the allergy season. So there's all kinds of neat things there that you could do to elevate your immunity but not overstimulate it. So check it out at thepowerherbs.com. And you get there typing herbtalklive.com. Or give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Well, I guess the word's getting around because guess who got a call from a newspaper reporter this week? Today, actually. Yeah, somebody wants to do a feature article on moi. And I told him, you know, time is of the essence in my schedule, so it would have to be a telephone interview. And so their question is, oh, they wanted to do a feature story on herbs you can use for allergy season, which I think is, you know, great timing. So it'll be, I guess, soon in the Sunday section of the Sunday Charlotte Observer in the near future. I don't know when, so I'll find out when they're going to print it and see. But all right, we're going to talk about thyroids. We just recently got that report that scientists think that areas that have more fluoride in their water systems, they seem to see more thyroid disease. So I thought that was interesting. I think that was in the UK they did that report, right? Yeah. So interesting to take note of. Anyway, so we're going to talk about thyroid disease. We had recently in the last, what was it, last year or so, 18 months, Angelina Jolie. She had, you know, a double mastectomy because she wanted to avoid future breast cancer because apparently she had some sort of defect in her genome that would lead doctors to put her in a high-risk category, right? So that is a problem. People, women especially, they go get the routine mammograms. But, of course, you've heard Dr. Carley and some other experts say, you know, it does expose you to radiation and increases your risk of getting cancer. So I personally avoid them. I look at stuff if it's not natural. Why are you doing that? Right? So radiation treatments, the studies, exposure to a lot of daily radiation has increased everybody's risk. Not only of cancer, breast cancer, but thyroid disease is on the rise. So there was this report asking the question, is there a risk between breast cancer and thyroid disease? Well, we're going to look at it. Let's look at your thyroid, for instance. It's this butterfly-shaped gland in the front of your trachea located towards the lower part of your neck. This gland is very sensitive and reacts by enlarging when you're under stress. So if you're in a high-stress job, guess what? You got a large thyroid. It also enlarges when you're pregnant or if you're going through puberty or if you have some sort of hormone-induced change, like if you're going through a menstruation, maybe even menopause. So can this reactionary gland be damaged by radiation that people are getting when they go for test studies, whether it's, you know, chest x-ray, mammograms, or what? That was the question in the report. Well, we're told that modern medicine, that the chemotherapy won't hurt your thyroid, but the radiation does cause damage. So when exposed to radiation, the thyroid can become sick. So when there is damage to the primary thyroid gland, you can develop what is known as hypothyroidism. So we're also told that in order to get this type of damage, your body will need to be exposed to 750 CGY, that's centigrade absorbed dose of radiation, or a direct exposure of 1500 CGY to the neck region. And physicians say the thyroid can show signs of malfunction immediately after a radiation treatment, or it may not occur for many years. Well, I know that some women that have gone through breast cancer surgery and then go for the chemo, we know the chemo is damaging heart muscle. So there's a problem. So I'm sure the thyroid, any part of the body is at risk, basically, when you're around radiation. Let's just admit that. Well, let's look at some of the thyroid symptoms. So if your thyroid is sick, you begin to see some symptoms called hyperthyroidism. Which means you're not getting enough thyroid hormone. You may be fatigued or depressed. You may have constipation, weakness, swelling around the eyes, puffy hands and face, weight gain, brittle hair, joint and muscle aches, slow heart rate, low blood pressure, high cholesterol, and intolerance to cold and exercise. Now, if you have hypothyroidism as opposed to hyper as opposed to hypo, that means you get too much thyroid hormone. So hyper means too much thyroid hormone. And the symptoms would be more nervousness and anxiety, difficulty concentrating, fatigue, muscle weakness, tremors, rapid or irregular heartbeat, excessive perspiration, heat intolerance, diarrhea, weight loss, menstrual irregularities, maybe protruding eyes, neck tenderness, and a decreased tolerance to exercise. Well, let's look at the nutrition depletion, because if you're being exposed to excessive radiation, it's not enough of a risk to your health, your thyroid may lack some iodine, and it's not functioning. So if it's not radiation, it may be a nutritional loss that's causing your thyroid to malfunction. Because our thyroid uses natural iodine as a food to feed the mitochondria of all the cells in your body. And the mitochondria is the little energy pack that gives you a lot of energy. Now, in the 1980s, a processed food manufacturer replaced iodine with our carcinogen called bromine in baked goods, and the iodine was used to condition the dough, but the bakers switched the bromine when someone questioned safety of iodine. Therefore, we have less iodine in a lot of our diet, and bromine tends to interfere with thyroid utilizing the iodine that you do get. All right. Dr. David Brownstein says this: iodized salt is a poor source of iodine in our diets, and the recommended daily allowance for iodine is inadequate, too, according to him. So certain natural foods do contain natural iodine. So if you don't want to increase your risk of getting thyroid diseases, don't neglect to eat certain foods which will offer you some natural iodine, like fish and seaweed, organic sun-dried salt, for instance. And if you're a vegan, you don't want to neglect to use the organic salt, because that'll help with digestion. You'll extract more protein from your vegan diet. Now, if you think you may have a sick thyroid and you might want to get tested, make sure you skip the unreliable skin test and use a more accurate urine test, according to some experts. The skin test is where you take a little bit of black walnut, which has a lot of iodine in it, and you put it on your skin, you make a little patch, and if it goes away quickly, usually within less than an hour, it means you're low in iodine, but if it remains for 4 hours later, it means you got sufficient iodine. They're saying that's not accurate enough. Well, let's talk about, though, the link to the thyroid and breast cancer thing. In the 1700s and the 1800s, Empress Maria Theresa of Austria made it a law to autopsy those who died at the hospital. Thyroid disease was in an epidemic form in Austria, especially in a town called Graz. Data analyzed between 1944 and 1958 showed that patients had hypothyroidism and goiters. The rates correlated with a high rate of all cancer. So this data was published by Broda Barnes in her book, Hypothyroidism, The Unsuspected Illness. And then later in 1976, Broda Barnes published an article in the Journal of the American Medical Association titled Thyroid Supplements and Breast Cancer. And this is what Broda Barnes says. Graz, Austria is a goiter area. The entire population suffers from a relative thyroid deficiency. Thyroid replacement is rarely employed there. And you can get the incidence of breast cancer is as high as 10 times that seen in the United States. So she's thinking there's some sort of connection there with the iodine, the thyroid, and breast cancer. All right, let's look at routine radiation. We live in times where, you know, we're exposed to a lot of radiation due to everyday technology, and the amount of radiation matters and can be accumulative, have an accumulative effect. So we're told by medicine that the radiation you get from a mammogram is 1.0 MSV, which is milliservets. It's less than, they say, a chest X-ray, which is 9.0 CGY, centigrade absorbed dose. So the new mammograms are basically a 3D and offer more views, which most reasonably will offer more radiation exposure. So now take into account the radiation exposure from your TV, which is 1.0 CGY, your dental X-rays, which are 0.6 CGY, your chiropractic X-rays, which are 0.2 CGY, your smart meters, your smartphones, your microwave ovens, your high power lines, your computer, and you're getting more radiation every day than you think. So the FDA states that the maximum we should be exposed to is 75 CGY. So it will be a tragedy if the radiation we are exposed to is affecting our thyroid and increasing our risk of developing cancers. And women are exposed to more radiation with mammograms, further increasing the risk of cancer. That is if they go for the mammogram. So treatments for cancer often involve more radiation. As Dr. Joseph Mercola puts it, if women survive the treatments, they become promotional material for the medical industry. He says this, the only calculable dimension of this world historical failure is the billions of dollars that were made in the process of converting healthy, asymptomatic women into patients, and if fortunate enough to make it through treatment, become, quote, survivors. Well, that's the truth. Some people, I wonder, you probably heard of family members getting all the cancer treatments, and it's a wonder they survived them. I think it's a miracle they survived them. Well, let's look at the radiation hypothesis, because I came across an interesting report by Dr. David Gortsky, the Health Tips Opinion Quackery Exposed report. He says that the scientific model regarding establishing safe radiation levels is a theory. He explains the theory that low radiation exposure is not considered harmful, but beneficial. That's a theory. So the hypothesis of scientists is that when humans are exposed to low-level radiation, it stimulates, they say, your DNA to repair damage in the body, and it gives protective mechanisms not normally activated without radiation. Do you see how silly this sounds? So the hypothesis goes on a step further to reason that the protective mechanisms are more than we need and therefore offer us protection benefit against low-level radiation-induced cancers. So it's interesting that the government agencies do not use this model in determining what is called the linear no threshold in determining safe doses of radiation, because they know radiation is accumulating in the human body. That's why, you know, you go to the nuclear center, they're wearing all those badges. If you go to the hospital, if you go to nuclear medicine, they're wearing all those badges to indicate how much radiation they're getting. Right on. Right. All right. So we live in times where there's a lot of information. However, is it all truthful? I encourage you all to investigate for yourselves, and may God lead you to the truthful conclusions and safe treatment options. See, I'm a believer in detoxifying the body, removing these impurities, these heavy metals, the radioactive particles that we get every day. And I'm a big believer in boosting the immune system, giving it a little help, and giving it greater protection through natural nutritional sources. You know, a lot of antioxidants, a lot of synergistic activity, a lot of vitamins and minerals and enzymes. Ooh, yes, give it to me. That's what I say. And my body says, I'll take a second helping. And, you know, I'm 54. I still bounce around, I still do my thing, and God willing, I'll be here until he says I'm not. So if you're interested in learning how you can, you know, cleanse and nourish the body with herbal toxin removal, you know, organ cleansing and immune boosting, then call the experts. They've been doing it for 15 years. Apothecary Herbs, their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. Of course, don't neglect to visit the website, thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663. Request a free product catalog or visit the website, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. It's absolute. All right, I'm out of time already. Oh, so bad. So sad. I'll be back Thursday, though. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well. Hey.